USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and President Trump took to Twitter saying that he campaigned on border security, and he said you can't have that without a strong and powerful wall. Indiana Republican Congressman Todd Rokita tells Fox News he believes the Democrats are playing politics with the president and border security.
The idea that a Democrat who loves to spend money every chance he gets now has a problem means this is just about politics.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is forming an exploratory committee to run for the White House in 2020. Warren joins what may be a very crowded field on the Democratic side of things, and she says the more the merrier.
We have a strong and growing group of Democrats who are making these arguments, who are fighting these fights. That's how we build a movement. We do it together.
Warren was speaking there outside her $2 million home in Massachusetts, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Police across the nation are doing last-minute security checks to keep you safe at New Year's Eve celebrations across the country, including New York City. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
That's New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill as police in the Big Apple and detectives across the country prepare to keep you safe for New Year's celebrations. The New Year's Eve Times Square Ball, 12,000 pounds, ready to go. Law enforcement establishing frozen zones. There are snipers on roofs, bomb-sniffing dogs patrolling the streets, radiation detectors, and this year, the NYPD using drones. John Miller, NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism.
What's different this year is the counter-drone technology.
Your final numbers on Wall Street for 2018. The Dow was up 266 points to close at 23,328. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As we move forward into 2019, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is space travel. Back in August, President Trump discussed the possibility of establishing a space force under the larger Department of Air and Space Force. Jim Cantrell is the CEO of Vector, which deals with space travel. Cantrell tells Fox News he's not a big fan of Space Force.
Yeah, so I'm generally against it, just based on the argument of smaller government being better. Mm-hmm. And it's not really necessary because this idea of warfare in space is already taken into account with Pentagon war planning. And just recently, the Space Command was reinstituted, which would be a combatant command that would use the military forces in the case of us being attacked.
So the Air Force could do all of this for you?
It already does.
It does, okay.
Although Cantrell also says...
No, I applaud the president for putting focus on space because it's our next economy in the United States. Right now it's about $500 billion. It'll be $2 trillion within about 10 years. And frankly, our military relies on space assets in such a way that if our adversaries attacked it, it would cripple us. We rely on these things for both our economy and our military forces. And who would have thought, you know, 30 years ago that GPS would be in all our phones that we carry in our pocket?
Folks are continuing to buy their Mega Millions tickets as Tuesday's jackpot is expected to reach $415 million with a cash payout of nearly $250 million. And happy new year, and stay safe if you're heading out traveling tonight. From all of us here at USA Radio, for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.